the black guy who tips and shade room for giggles, hidden brain podcast and smartless for shizzles. Get wood on Tuesdays, why it's a sure thing. And these are a few of my favorite things. Bam! And you say goddamn. Oh, this is a dope jam. It's after November, motherfuckers. Bonjour, motherfuckers, bonjour. ¿Cómo estás? Bien. Gracias y tú. Muy oui. Mais oui. Bonjour. Au revoir. It's a city. Hello, and yes, it's the diddling myself, and it feels so good. And your sauce will mix with ours, and we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh yeah, what time is it? It's time to get wood with the pal, Jess Wood. Hello, and welcome to this Get Wood podcast. Yes, hello, and welcome USA and beyond. Hi, hello everyone. First and foremost, well, all ashore that are coming ashore. I want to know, oh my goodness, just grasping my cheek. Yeah, you know, let's talk about my cheek for one sec before we launch into the show, because what a fun time. And thanks everybody, P.S., thanks everybody for the sharing of the show this week and the feedback and the stories and the costumes that you dressed up as. I really, really loved reading all of your feedback, and thank you for sharing. It's a free show and it's a fun show, so what the fuck, yo? I have a swollen face. Now, I don't know. You could look at me and say, oh, gosh, no, Jess, you look great. You know, my mom hated that voice. That was the voice that my mom just couldn't. My mom loved that I always was doing voices and fucking around. But, boy, she was just like, oh, God, no, Jesse, not the Midwestern. Ugh, it's so white. You mean like us? Anyway, so she, swollen. You know who I recommend this podcast to? ADHDers. Folks that just can't stand to have one sentence at a time, literally. Anyway, I have a swollen face because I have a swollen gum. It's swollen. I was just at the dentist. This is a riveting way to start out the show, Jessica. Fucking riveting. Listen, don't talk to yourself in a mean way. Do you know what I mean? I'm practicing finding, oh, hey, there's a moment when I just yelled at myself. And in front of company, what are you, hey, let's be kind. So I have a swollen gum. Now, I don't understand why. And the only thing I can think of is this. I worked on Sunday bartending up Upper East Side, and it was marathon, New York City marathon, 26 fucking miles. I'm exhausted thinking about it. Have you done a marathon before? Do you know people that do marathon? Oh my goodness. Have you burped on the microphone? I was so impressed. But you know what impressed me even more? Because running schmunning. I was impressed by the signs. Have you seen some of the signs out there? Have you gone online to the Instagrams and the Facebooks? I just can't get enough of the fucking signage. Run like your ex is behind you. Run like there's tequila at the finish line. No, poo till Brooklyn. That was a good one. This is better than you're running better than the MTA, which is, you know, our metro system. Really great signage, New York City. So thank you for that. Now, as far as work was concerned, yeah, but it was fine. I mean, here's the thing about a job, what my friend at my acting class calls your muggle job, which I love. I'm going to use that always for your, like, what I know the actors and creative people that I know who have a day job, they call it their survival job. So that's really what it is, right? So let's talk about said job. Wherever you work, if you go there every day and it's the same job every day, say a restaurant or a bar where the menu isn't changing, the hours aren't changing, the staff isn't changing. I mean, so much, but nothing's really changing. So if it becomes really crowded or a shit show, or you know it's going to be crazy one day on the schedule, you're fucking ready for it, right? You prepare yourself, you stock up on all your things, you go, oh fuck, it's gonna be a shit show, I'm gonna eat before I go in, I'm gonna take some fucking big breaths, you know what I mean? Like, just because we're grown, and even if you're not grown, you learn quickly that maybe you don't want to be like just totally swallowed up by a shit show. Anyway, I'm amazed at people who get thrown by the fact that it's the same thing every day. It's the same fucking thing every time I've been at that job. I've been there now a few months. Same job. Sometimes it's crowded. Sometimes it's not. Do you know what I'm saying, folks? Anyway, so on the marathon, I worked extra long, extra hard, extra long and hard. Yeah. Oh, sorry. That's my other channel. I don't have another channel like that. And a lot of you have asked me that. And I do. I'm grasping my heart right now and saying, I am so flattered that you would like to see me spreading my legs for you. I don't know what OnlyFans, you know, holding over, open my lips. Hey, here you go. And, well, let's do it here, shall we? Let's just keep it clean, friends. As clean as can be, because really the content is what the old folks would call blue. Anyway, so I worked that marathon. It was a marathon at the job. And then I went home and I was exhausted, as you would be. And I was eating cashews. Now, this has to do with my swollen face. Are you kidding me? I'm on here 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, you're on. And I'm getting into the swelling. I know. What is this? A show about dentistry? Not at all. I was just at the fucking dentist. This is a show about self-care and sex and what we need to do outside to be better human beings to each other. I think, what do you think, you're a guru? That's what somebody asked me one time when I told them I had a podcast. We think you're a guru? No, but I think sometimes we need people who are there consistently, who show up with a positive message and who say, hey, everybody, guess what? I also feel scared, frightened, like I don't like it, uncomfortable, ooh, awkward with that thing. So, you know, it's nice to have somebody show up. It's very hard for me to show up here every Tuesday. You know, it is. I mean, I'm always real with you, but goddamn, you guys, you know, sometimes your face is swollen, like, hello, and sometimes you're just tired. What's the daylight savings time? Why? We're not farmers. I know I'm not the first one to say this, but fuck's sakes, what is the, you know? Oh, I get very excited. So, anyway, thanks for showing up with me today. And I think it's really nice of us to all be able to come here together and to be consistent and to show up and accountability and all that shit, right? Hey, Tiff, and all that stuff. Do you know? So I'm just so grateful for you. All that rant to just tell you how grateful I am for you and to say, yeah, there's a swelling. It'll go down. I was eating cashews after work when I got home after the marathon, quite a marathon at work, trains fucked up, everything. New York City, it smells, it's harsh. My poor baby girl at work, this little coworker of mine, I don't know how long she's been here, but she obviously hasn't been here long enough to get jerked off at in the subway. And not that I'm saying it's a, like, you know, it's a must do of New York City. Are you visiting New York City? Well, you've got to try the getting jerked off at this on the subway. It's not a ride. It's not an attraction. It just happens to be something that occurs here. Oh, it occurs a lot. For me, I do take it halfway as a compliment, I think. Only because I don't ever take a picture and like send it to the MTA or to the police. I often will just stand up and go, really? And a lot of you know that about me. And I get applauded for it. And I recommend it. But my poor baby girl at work, and she's like, somebody jerked off to me. And like, I said to her, was that your first time? Are you okay? Because it's going to happen again. If you stay in New York City. One time I was just sitting minding my own business on the F train. It wasn't the D. Well, get that down, D. And a man, it was West 4th Street. I'll never forget. You don't forget, some things are just etched into your brain forever and ever. You want to forget. It's, don't, I 9/11, I, listen, don't get me started. This, I'll never forget. This man jammed over to the window. I was at a window seat. I was excited to have a window seat, but then I wasn't. In the flash, in a moment, this gentleman ran over to me, and he just had his boner out, and it just smacked against the window like a horror movie. You know, Like how Jaws comes at the boat, you know. We're going to need a bigger train window. It was quite a big cock. But anyway, you know, it'll freak you out. He didn't come on to the train and yell at me like, look at my cock. You know, it wasn't like assault. I mean, that's the thing. Generationally, I know I'm sound like a senior citizen right now. I'm not a senior citizen, but I am generationally in that. Oh my God, my boyfriend's here, you guys. Shut up. I am generationally in that club of like, was it harassment? If it's just a dick out coming at you, like he didn't hit me, he didn't touch me, he didn't yell at me. It was just a dick against the window of the subway. It's halting. It's jarring. All the words, all the ing words, is that an adverb? I don't know. I know I should know because I grew up on Schoolhouse Rock, like some of you out there. But there, that's explaining the ADHD. Anyway, my face is swollen because I was eating cashews late at night after work and I was stressing and I was tired, but I was falling asleep eating cashews and I fucking believe that one of them lodged those little selves into my little gum area. And now for the last two nights, I haven't been able to sleep, fucking upset, gargling with the warm water. It's not a tooth issue. I was just at the dentist, but thanks for asking. Oh, good God. Have you watched The Golden Bachelor? One of my favorite Halloween costumes. Okay, I know last week I asked you, because it was on Halloween last week, the show, and I asked you what your favorite Halloween costume was, and I was going through my favorite Halloween costumes, and we were all talking Halloween costumes. It was fun. Thank you. That was a really fun time. But I saw the most fun, and then people sent me the most fun, and there was one. It was a golden retriever dog, and it had a big vest, you know, the vest on, not like the ladies with the vest and the long sleeves, which a young lady told me, don't hate on that. I wear that. And I said, you know what, young lady, you can wear it. I just don't want to be like a Maine woman. And I mean Maine, like M-A-I-N-E, not like the Maine woman, main event, but a Maine woman. Do you know? Anyway, it's just my own bullshit. It's my own mishigas, as my old Jewish therapist would say. But my mother is also Jewish, but she wouldn't say that. But she hates that look, or hated. Rest in peace, Mama. Anyway, a golden retriever with a vest on that said ABC's Golden Bachelor. Shut up! I know! And listen, I work with the public, so I know how people feel about this show. I also listen to podcasts and I listen to radio shows, whatever. I listen to all the things. But what I really care about are the people. And let me tell you something. I took it to the streets, y'all, and I got the feedback. And the feedback is positive. It's 100%. Because look, if you watch The Golden Bachelor, if you watch The Night, if you watch like what they call Bachelor Nation, which is such a fucking head fuck, because this has never been me. And also, who's home to watch television? I mean, yes, you can tape it, you can Hulu it the next day, all that stuff is available. But everyone kind of is making like a thing of it and having like, oh yeah, we all meet at my girlfriend's house and we watch it, and we all meet at da-da-da's house and we watch apartment and we watch it. Oh my shit, it's a happening situation. Because why? Because it's authentic and it's lovely, and people are dying for lovely and authentic shit again. Do you remember when it was like that? You don't. It was probably before you were born. Might have been before I was born. Maybe when we were little. You know what I mean? Like when I post up Oakland, like Black Panthers and white people wearing like honkies for Huey buttons and stuff like that, that's when it was, we were talking about it. Yes, it was very scary and there was a lot of violence and people did not have very good rights, and ladies and homosexuals and black folks and brown folks and all the folks were having a very hard time of it getting their rights together. But there was movements, there was things going on, communities working together. You know how I love communities. I miss Albuquerque on account of community. I see a couple of you in here and I love you and I miss you. All right. My other favorite. So The Golden Bachelor is a big hit and all my ladies love it, because all my ladies that are coming into the work that I work at, the ladies love The Bachelor. Golden, not the motherfucking Paradise. None of the other ones. Golden. Why? Authentic. Oh, loving. Oh, the ladies support each other. Oh, So we'll see. I think they're going to make a Golden Bachelorette. And this one table of ladies told me, we think it's going to be Ellen. And I'm like, great. Ellen was a gas. Ellen from New York. She was like the New York. Do you remember New York from Flavor of Love? And then New York got her own show. Well, it's kind of the same deal. But, you know, white lady, a lot older. And so, so maybe the Golden Bachelorette will be Ellen. Crossing fingers. All right. Let's get back to costumes. Did you notice last week that there were so many, and I was very happy about this, that there were so many costumes that were based from the 90s pop culture and music? How many people were, oh my God, speaking of Flavor Flav, I saw Flavor Flav, I saw Flavor of Love, like a group Flavor of Love costume. I saw, what's it called? Mad TV. Remember, Stuart? Remember Stuart and his mom? Yeah, Stuart, come on, you're gonna be late. And then he'd be like, I don't want. I want candy. You know, Stuart. No, a lot of breathy. That was a costume. Pam Anderson from when she first, I think when she married Chris Rock with the pink. Fluffy. I mean, the list goes on and on. Dave Chappelle characters, Rick James from Chappelle Show. What was the crackhead from Chappelle Show? Oh my God. I was so impressed by everybody and their, but I also was thinking how kind of sad it was that we had such nostalgia for so many things that what could be now, you know, what could be right now? So I had a hybrid. If you didn't see my costume was a hybrid. It was, it was indica and sativa. Shut up. It was a hybrid costume. You guys, stop it. Oh my God, stop it. Swollen. It's tender. It is. It's tender as the night. I'm not going to lie to you. So my costume was a hybrid. It was Breaking Bad and it was Barbie. It was Breaking Bad, Barbie. Yeah, and if you didn't see it, go on my Instagram and fucking check it out. What are you doing? All I had to buy were the goggles. I had everything else. I had the Barbie dress. I had the over-covered alls. I had the blue meth. No, I went and got the blue meth because when I was living in Albuquerque, home of Breaking Bad, shout out, yes, to the whole situation. Walter White, he's all over that town. It's like cups and coasters and signage, T-shirts, all the, it's, yeah. Dun, dun. Whatever that theme song was. And I, one time was downtown Albuquerque, Old Town Albuquerque, I think it's where it is, and there was this candy shop, and the candy shop in Albuquerque was, and it said, we have the blue meth. It was like this giant sign on the front of this wooden, it looked like a log cabin kind of establishment, and it was a candy shop because the blue meth was actually blue rock candy that this candy shop made, but they made their fucking bones, you know, they made their bones from the fucking blue meth candies. Yeah, they did. I know. It's amazing. Amazing. So I was on the look. I was searching, Cheech and Chong. I was searching for the blue rock candies. And I didn't want to go to, and I know I could support the Lower East Side and go to Economy Candies. And if you were yelling that out at your, whatever you're listening or watching this on, then I'm with you, babies. But guess what? Your girl just didn't have the time. She didn't have the monetary situations happening at that moment. So what did your girl do? She went to the Dollar Trees, or as people are calling it now, the Target for the poor. And I went to the Dollar Trees, and I went, I know it doesn't have an S at the end, but you know what? I don't even care because this Dollar Trees to me is, because guess what? I have to make it plurals because it's fucking $1.25. Ugh, what? What happened? 99? I don't think so. Anyways, so the inflation is getting everybody. But anyways, I go to the Dollar Trees and I go to the candy section and I look in the candy section and I'm shaking and I'm looking and I'm inspecting every fucking candy in there. And I did find an appropriate looking candy. They're called Warheads. If you're a candy head, you're familiar with it. Candy head. I want candy. Shook, shook, shook. Ba-doop, boop. And I got them and I got it. And you can see in the picture, it looks just fucking like it. So, hey, if you see me leaning, it just means I'm looking at my notes. I know. If you see me leaning, I'm looking at my notes. Do you get all the references? There's a lot of references in this show. Anyway, who is keeping track? Maybe you are. Hi, I also work as a waitress sometimes at my job. I'm sometimes behind the bar and sometimes I'm on the floor. And when I'm on the floor, hey, you know, I like the peoples. Hey, the peoples, the brothers, the jungle. I really love the people. And here's the thing, not all the people, not all the time, but for the most part, I do enjoy the people. So these three people were in, and they were like my mama's and papa's age, like 70s, like mid to late 70s style. It was a lady and a man married and a lady with them. Three of them sitting there kicking back. They're having their thing. The man told me, he said, the entrance, I didn't notice the entrance because it's not very good feng shui. And I thought, and I said, who is married to this man? And one woman raised her hand. And I said, this man, you should marry him. And she said, 38 years. And I said, that's right. Not that you have to know feng shui, but even if you just mention it, you know what I mean? You know all those memes that go around, like, I texted her on 11/11 and at 2:22, and she ended up marrying me because she thought I knew something about the mystical lives. Angel numbers, you know, you guys can get us. It's simple. Anyway, but you don't want to even make that little effort. Anyway, stop talking shit and get back to the story. So, I was talking to these three folks and I said to them, oh my God, feng shui, ha, ha, ha. But how do you all know each other? You're so adorable. And the friend said, oh, it's a crazy story. It's a crazy story. So I said to them, oh, and these are like three Jewish white people in their 70s, mid to late 70s. And she said, it's a very crazy story. It's a very crazy. So I said to her, what, did you all know each other from prison? And they laughed so hard. I mean, this is why I like to be on the floor sometimes with the tables, because I get to, like, shtick it up, you know? Hey, you want rice with that? And they laughed and laughed. And then I told my coworker, I said, do you see that table 401 or whatever the fuck? I told him they all look like, did they meet in prison? And she goes, ooh, I would not ever have said that to that. Here goes my ride. Stand by. I didn't do it. Moving along. Fuzz. Pigs. What? 12. Okay, I'm coming. Show's almost over. You guys, I don't edit this show. Really, Jessica? We couldn't tell. Anyway, the prison, they were so cute and they didn't like my manager, but I didn't either that night. So we were like, yeah, I'm a fucking bitch. So, you know, that's fun too. And then they left and we were all cute. We're like, bye, I'm going to miss you. And so that was fun. But you know, when you can tell a group of elders, listen, and also let's think about it. Old people are not the same as they used to be. Old people are now... Listen, this is the new and improved senior citizen. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, yeah, fuck those people that are like still Trumpian and fucking bullshit. But I'm talking about the motherfuckers that were like hippie. They were fucking all the time. I mean, you know that in the senior citizen homes, it's the biggest STDs. That's where all the STDs hang out and live. I mean, besides on the Gowanus Canal. You know there's gonorrhea floating on the Gowanus Canal. I hope you don't live anywhere near there because it's toxic. It's toxic. So yeah. Ugh. Huh. Oh, it hurts. It's tender. Tender is a no. I talked about daylight savings. I don't like that at all. I did a great show this week called Tail over at KGB Bar. Shout out to Harmon Leon. Harmon Leon. I love his name. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And shout out to my folks that I met outside, actually. You know what I like? I like going out to do a show. Of course, I love performing, doing comedy. I love making everybody laugh. I love making people feel good, connecting, or making people go, ah, you know, all the things. And it also pushes you outside, right? So if you're outside, you're outside. We're outside. So after the show, I go outside, out front. I'm going to have a cig. Maybe that's another swollen. You want to talk about swollen gums. I have a cig. And there are these three kids outside. Kids. They're in their 20s. That's what I imagine. They're in their 20s. And the girl looks like Sexy Red. Cute. Lashes. She got the cumbrellas on. You know, that's the fake lashes. And the red wig. And her friends, and they're rolling a blunt, smoking a blunt, hanging out, got music playing. And I don't know what had happened. She just started talking to me, and I was like, and you know me, I'm like, oh, what? And I don't think a lot of people know. They think I'm just going to pass them by. Passing me by, keep passing me by. I'm not. I'm going to stop, and I'm going to engage with you. I mean, unless you're a lunatic, but I will engage. So she says to me, hey, have a great night or something. Or, oh, I know. I wrote it down. She said, all lives matter. What? Three black kids. And she goes, you know, miss, all lives matter. All lives, you know, all lives. And I go, I don't know. I was raised by a woman who was basically the Jew. Basically, you guys, she was literally the Jewish Angela Davis. Like, my mom raised me like a Black Panther. I know it's very. Trust me, I'm more confused than anybody in this lifetime. But when she said, all lives matter, miss. Oh, you know, it's all love. All lives matter. I was like, see, meow, meow. I said, if the police killed me as much as they killed y'all, people that looked like me, as much as they killed people that looked like y'all, all right, all lives matter. But because statistics are fucking horrifying, and race is still a huge issue in our country and a lot of the world, I can't agree with you on that one, my love. I just can't agree with you on that one, my love. And she's like, oh, who are you? And I'm like, I'm the lady you thought wouldn't talk back with you. And now I'm going to stand here and we're going to talk for a while. And the first question she asked me, what's your astrological sign? And I was like, I love you. You know, when you just, hey, I love you too. When you just connect like instantly with folks, and that happens a lot in New York City because, you know, usually we're all experiencing the same thing. That's a problem that I had in Los Angeles and also in Albuquerque, you know, things are so spread out. The only times that we're experiencing things together, I would say in Los Angeles, it's like at an event, you know, and then everybody's like looking over each other like, oh, who's here? Who's here? And then in Albuquerque, the only time, as far as what I experienced, only time we all get together was at Art Walk or if there's like a funeral or something, you know what I mean? Like if there's an art fair or if there's a funeral or there's a big, you know, sad thing. You know what I mean? So in New York City, we're shoved all together. And I think unconsciously, a lot of us feel, I think it's unconscious for a lot of us. Because think about all the people that come from all around the world here to New York City to like make it or whatever. There's just not that sad, desperate air
energy in the air here like there is in Los Angeles, where also everybody from around the world goes to Los Angeles to make it. But in Los Angeles, you know, that's my hometown. So even when I was a little kid, I was like, it's awful here. Like, the air is disappointing. The air is sad. Do you know? And I grew up through the porn fucking boom. You know, I grew up, fuck the dot-com boom. I grew up during the porn boom, and that was right over the hill from us in the valley. Oh, man. And so, look, it wasn't as sad as what I'm saying, because when you grew up, and some of you know what I'm going to say, when you grow up in a place that tells everybody, oh, there's this fantasy you could do, you could come to, you could be a big star, someday, yeah. Then everyone flocks there. But guess what had happened was, it's just not like that. So what would happen is, if you didn't make it in the Hollywood glamour san life, you went over the hill, and you weren't over the hill, you went over the hill driving, and you found Sherman Oaks and all those wood panel and shag carpeted homes and apartments where they shot the porno. Yeah! And you got to have a porno career. I mean, it's better than nothing. Now there's just all these hot motherfuckers wandering the streets like zombies on crystal meth out there, fentanyl in tents, because they can't suck a dick on camera and get paid anymore. Listen, times are hard is what I mean to say. Okay. Oh, I guess we're done. Listen, we're done here. We're done here. So harsh, so quick. Wish me luck on my gum. It's the gum. And listen, if you're around tonight, I said it at the top of the show, but I'm going to say it again because I know some people joined in the middle. Listen, if you're around tonight in Brooklyn, in I guess it's Park Slope, 5th Avenue and 12th Street, Young Ethel's Bar, I'm doing a spot at a show that Kendra Cunningham is hosting. And if you know Kendra, you know it's going to be good. And Young Ethel's is fun. And they have cute, it's a cute ambiance, cute room, stage, bup, bup, bup. They got pinball machines, bup, bup, bup. They got some pinball machines, bup, bup. And, but it's an early bird special show. It's for your senior citizens. You tell your father and your mother about it. It's on, I told you, it's on 5th Avenue. And it's at, oh, hey, Rome. It's at Young Ethel's, and it's 5:30. It's at rush hour. So if you want to beat the rush hour, go to happy hour instead and have yourself some laughs. Come on over to Young Ethel's tonight. I see you, and I see how cute you are, and I hope you come and visit us. Because you know what? I'm wearing a Def Leppard shirt today. I know the titties aren't out. It's so funny. Last week I railed about my titties, and this week they got covered. But still, very entertaining, if I say so myself. I love you guys so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day or night or morning, whatever time it is when you happen to listen. And don't do anything that you don't want to do this week. You know, be clear. Those four agreements things, those fucking things are amazing. Have you ever looked at those, the four agreements? Oh, come on, do it. If you can follow these four agreements, man, you're gonna feel so fucking good. Like all of it. I don't lie to you, babe. I don't lie to you. I love you because I never lied to you. I'll tell you, and I come here next Tuesday and we talk again. And maybe some other people would they come into my mouth. Oh, that sounded sexy. I don't mind it. Okay, I love you so much for listening, watching, hanging around with me. Please share the show and tag me at Get Wood. Share the show, Stuart. Stuart, share the show. For gosh sakes. I'm going to share it, Mom. Okay. I love you guys so much. And write to me anytime. You know, you can always hit me up in the DMs. You can write to me and tell me if there's any stories you want me to talk about, anything you want me to comment on. You know, I always come with the love. So that's what's up. All right. I love you. I see you next Tuesday. I love you. Bye. Love you. I know.